And then Ronald Reagan, I don't know if you remember, you were only 10 years old at the time.
I do actually remember.
Ronald Reagan took the air traffic controllers and de-unionized them
and laid them all off.
And he said that they were management personnel and not entitled to a labor union. So there was a massive layoff of air traffic controllers. Immediately afterwards, all the companies that owned the ship said the same thing about ship's officers. You're management, you're not entitled to a labor union. So there's a great big labor dispute. We tied up the ship.
As third officer, you're management.
Right.
Okay.
So they said, okay, you either come to the company and work for us or get off the ship. So the big labor dispute, the union said, stay on the ship. We're going to guarantee your jobs. We're going to fight for your jobs. Well, I was arrested by federal marshals and dragged off my ship. So,
and this is in 1985?
1986, somewhere in there, yeah. We're all dragged
were
off the ship.
Were you convicted?
No, they just arrested you. They arrested
you.
Us, dragged us off the ship for trespassing.
Okay.
So we lost our jobs, and it was at that point that a teaching job came up in a local vocational high school. And it was teaching boat building and boat repair, which is right up my alley.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to work there, and 25 years later, I just retired from there.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
So you, for 25 years...
I was in education. Yeah,
okay.
I was. I eventually ended up the assistant principal for 22 years. So I just walked out the door a year ago, June. So
congratulations.
All retired. I'm not all retired, but I don't have to go to work every day.